AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A tiny aircraft called a gyrocopter landed on the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol Wednesday after flying through restricted airspace around the National Mall. Eyewitness Charlotte Richardson said it didn't look like the pilot landed by mistake.
This is a man that knew how to fly the machine that he was in, and he looked like he had a plan.
The Florida mailman at the controls did have a plan, according to the AP's Mark Smith.
The man, Doug Hughes, has been conducting an online campaign against what he says is campaign finance corruption. On his website, he proclaimed his hope of delivering letters to members of Congress to draw attention to it. He says he informed the authorities and had no violent intent.
Capitol Police say Hughes could face charges of violating federal aviation laws. It took 7 days. But a jury in Massachusetts convicted former NFL star Aaron Hernandez of first-degree murder in the killing of his friend Odin Lloyd. D.A. Thomas Quinn.
The fact that he was a professional athlete meant nothing in the end. He is a citizen who was held accountable by the jury for his depraved conduct.
Lloyd was shot 6 times in a deserted industrial park less than a mile from Hernandez's home for reasons that still remain unclear. Hernandez has been sentenced to life in prison without parole, but still faces double murder charges in a case in Boston. Organizers say there were marches in 230 cities Wednesday by fast food workers who want a higher minimum wage. Kendall Fells is director of the group Fight for 15, as in $15 an hour.
This is about McDonald's, the corporation, coming to the table to negotiate $15 an hour and the right to form a union without retaliation from their employer. So this is about McDonald's, the corporation, coming to the table and negotiating with their workers.
A fashion model who's made a lot of money in her 20-year career has walked her last catwalk. Giselle Bundchen says she wants to spend more time with her family. This is AP Radio News. The board of the Clinton Foundation says it will continue accepting donations from foreign governments, but only from 6 nations.
Former President Bill Clinton and other foundation officials have long defended the charity's transparency, but the new move signals sensitivity to those concerns, particularly as his wife Hillary begins her race for the White House.
AP correspondent Ross Simpson, the move appears aimed at insulating Hillary Clinton from controversies over the charity's reliance on money from abroad. A Houston hospital says a woman has delivered 5 girls in what it believes is the first set of all female quintuplets born in the U.S. Danielle Busby had her babies by cesarean section April 8th. She and her husband already had 1 daughter.
I know I have 6 daughters right now, and I have a joy for kids, but never in my life did I think I would ever have 6 kids, much less 6 girls.
Doctors say the children born premature are doing well. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.